The word says in Psalms 88:2, "Let my prayer come before thee. Incline thine ear unto my cry." Welcome to Focus Prayer with G. Craig Lewis. So we're going to start off by praying Matthew 6:9. "After this manner, therefore, pray ye: Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. God, you are God of heaven and earth. You are the one true God that we acknowledge with our prayer. Your name is worthy to be hallowed and praised. All that we have and ever hope to have comes from you. You are worthy to be worshiped and praised forever and ever. We praise your name. Father God, we just lift you up in this moment, believing that you are the God that you say you are. And we are fully bought in. We are fully bought in to who you are. And our hope lies in you, our future. Father God, you are the God that is capable of anything that you desire to do. And so, God, that is why we petition you even today for your peace, Father God, because we believe that you can do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think. And thy kingdom come and thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. So we do not pray against your will, God, but we come in full agreement with your will for our lives. We come in full agreement with what you want from us, what you expect from us, what you called us to do, who you selected us to be. We come in full agreement right now. God, we put our personal agendas aside. We put our personal dreams, goals, and visions aside. And Father God, we come in agreement right now, this moment, with who you would have us be. Father God, who you want us to be, who you've called us to be, who you selected us to be. We come in full agreement with that right now. Even if it goes against our fleshly desire, even if it goes against our childhood dream, even if it goes against our societal goals. And God, we want to be who you want us to be because we want you pleased with us. You are great and your kingdom desire is what we long for. So God, give us your will that it may be done by us in full accordance to your plan in heaven for us. And give us this day our daily bread. Just as you rain down manna from heaven to feed your people in the wilderness, we ask for your provision for us daily. Give us this day what you have for us, our portion, that you will continue to be our provider and grant us what we need. Father God, we stand in need of what you have, and we ask that you grant us what we need daily, Father God, the sustenance we need, Father God, according to your will for us. We ask for need and not greed, just the things that you have for us according to your will for us. And forgive us our debt as we forgive our debtors. There is no forgiveness for our sins if we do not forgive others. So Father God, help us this moment to forgive others. Father God, those that have wronged us. Father God, those that we feel have done us wrong, have hurt us. Father God, have let us down, disappointed us. Father God, give us the forgiveness, the forgiving heart that you have, Father God. Give us that heart. Make things better through forgiveness, God. And Lord, help us to not hold anyone in contempt for what they've done so that we will not be held into contempt or held to our transgressions. So just as we've made mistakes and fallen and erred, Father God, give us the forgiveness for those that have done so. And God, we forgive all that have wronged us and we pray for them right now. We let it go. We pray for them and we pray that they can forgive us if we have wronged them. Lord, let your forgiving power, let the forgiving power of the blood of Jesus wash us deep within that we may be clean before you. Wash us clean, Father God, from all sin, from all transgressions, from all iniquity, from all uncleanness. Wash us clean by the blood of Jesus. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Keep our way, O Lord, and steer us clear of all temptation and sins that easily beset us. Guide our path so that we will not find ourselves in position of compromise or failure. Be our guide, Lord. Be our guide and deliver us from all evil and the hands of those that mean evil for us, and keep us walking straight in your care so that we will not fall. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Amen. And our prayer for peace. We pray for peace in our homes. God, let your peace fill our homes so that all turmoil and tension will cease. Give us peace in our homes, Father God. We come against turmoil. We come against tension in our homes, Father God. We come against ill will and ill wishes. We come against ill ways. Father God, we come against anything that would disturb the peace of our homes. Give us patience, compassion, and concern beyond measure for each other and every person in our place of dwelling. Help us to function with understanding for our spouses, our children, our siblings, and all that come into our home. Help us, God, to dwell peaceably together. Father God, any fights and any arguments and any ill wishes and ill will, anything that we may be carrying or they may be carrying, Father God, we pray against it for the peace of our home so that our homes can be peaceful and reflective of you, Father God. We can dwell together and reflect you in our behavior, in our relationships. Father God, in the way we consider one another and talk to one another. Father God, in the way, Father God, that we pray for one another. Let us be concerned with those that you've encamped around us, Father God. Make us one unit, one body, one team in our homes, Father God, and help us to dwell peaceably together. 2 Corinthians 13 says, finally, brethren, farewell and be perfect, be of good comfort. So help us to even be of good comfort to one another, Father God. When we are down, when we are depressed, when we have just issues with our emotions, Father God, help us to be of good comfort to one another in our homes. And your word says, be of one mind, live in peace. So, Father God, we speak peace right now in our homes. We speak peace over our families, over our children, over our spouses, over our siblings. We speak peace so that the God of love and peace can be with us according to your word. We speak peace in our homes. Give us a peaceful home. Give us peaceful sleep, Father God. Give us over in the night, let our sleep be sweet and we won't be waking up in the middle of the night thinking about things, Father God, that disturb our peace. But God, give us peace even while we are sleeping. Father God, help us to dwell together in peace. In Jesus, and peace, Father God, even against demonic influences and disturbances, and Father God, incubus and succubus, and Father God, old soul ties, old just things that we once were into that would try to come back to disturb our sleep, our rest, Father God. Give us a restful home, a peaceful home, Father God, a tranquil home that is laced with your love and your peace. In Jesus' name, we pray. And Father God, give us, we pray right now for peace in our extended families, God. Our relatives, our mothers, our fathers, those that don't live with us, our uncles and cousins and aunts and just those in our families, God. Help us to have a have peaceful communication and interactions with them. God, let this new year that is approaching be the year that we rectify these things. And Father God, that we have reconciliation with our family. Father God, that we will have peaceful communication with our cousins and our aunts and uncles and nephews and nieces. And just, Father God, help us with peaceful communications, Father God, and interactions with them. Repair all strained relationships, Father God, and give us understanding when dealing with negativity, jealousy, betrayal, and animosity in them. So, Father God, repair those relationships. Let this be the year that those relationships, that estranged son, that estranged daughter, that estranged cousin, that estranged person that doesn't know, that no longer lives with us, Father God, that that relationship could be reconciled. Father God, we pray into that right now so it won't be heavy on our hearts and heavy on our health, heavy on our minds and our emotions. But Father God, help us with the peace. Let the peace, your peace, God, intervene when it comes to family with negativity and jealousy and betrayal and animosity. Give us wisdom to share peaceful words and deeds to encourage and uplift them. God, that we won't bicker with them. God, that we won't fight. Father God, that we won't get angry and wrathful and vengeful. But Father God, that we would operate with your peace. Peaceful words, peaceful deeds to encourage and uplift them so that they can see how your body should operate, Father God, how your people should handle these situations. And we pray for peaceful encounters with all estranged family members in Jesus' name. This will be the year that you repair those relationships. Ephesians 4 and 32 says, "And be ye kind one to another, tender hearted. Father God, we pray for a tender heart, a heart that can feel, a heart that can be molded by you, can be shapen by you. Father God, take away the calluses, take away the stony heart, take away, Father God, that standoffish heart. And Father God, give us a tender heart. Make our heart tender so we can feel you and hear you and be led by you, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven us." Hallelujah. Peaceful family. And Father God, we pray for peace on our jobs, our places of employment. We know that the enemy is going to attack us in this area because this is how we sustain our income. This is how we function financially in this society. So, Father God, we pray right now for peace on our jobs as we interact, Father God, with those that are of this world and even those that some of them are just straight up against you. Give us peace in the midst of them. Father God, that we could have divine favor. Father God, even with those that may be against you, God, that we can have favor. And Lord, that we can still operate in your love and your peace in the midst of them. Father God, let our actions be flavored with your presence, so that they can experience your peace through us and desire it for themselves. Let us be examples, Father God, on our jobs. Let us be examples of what you can do. Let us walk in your divine peace, Father God, so that when drama jumps off and all these things happen on our jobs, God, we will walk in your peace. So we speak peace on our jobs. We speak peace on our occupations. We speak peace over our boss, over our managers, over our supervisors. We speak peace over the other employees. We speak peace, Father God, that we will operate in your peace no matter what is happening around us. Philippians 4 and 7, "And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." And Father God, we pray for peace in our neighborhood, city, county, state, and our country. Father God, we pray for peace right now over our nation, Father God, over this state, and even in our neighborhoods. God, we pray for peace right now. The enemy, Father God, is turning brother against brother, sister against sister. God, he's making us hate one another and betray one another. But Father God, we speak against that right now with your perfect peace. And we speak peace in our neighborhoods, our cities, our counties, state, and country. We come against all of the fear mongering and manipulation that's happening around us to cause people to be uncertain and unsettled, Father God, and attack one another. Wherever we reside and wherever we go, we will have the peace of God. It will follow us. It will be with us. Wherever we reside, wherever we go, we claim the peace of God to be with us. Father God, that we will affect the very area around us, that no matter what is going on, your peace, Father God, will show, because we are peacemakers. You said, blessed are the peacemakers. We are the peacemakers. So with the power of the Holy Ghost, we cast out all fear and speak peace in Jesus' name. We speak peace over our president, his cabinet. Father God, those that are going to take power in the White House and our nation in January. Father God, we just speak your peace. Father God, that some of these things that are going on, God, will cease. That we will have power to speak peace in our very neighborhoods, Father God. That we would have the house of peace no matter what's going on around us. And God, we believe that we have that power in Jesus' name. Isaiah 26 and 3 says, thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. So God, keep our mind stayed on you and your peace, so we won't be swayed by what we see, what we read, what we hear, and what others are saying. We want to be and operate in your peace in this coming year, in Jesus' name. And Father, we pray for peace in our church, peace at ABC, at Adamant Believers Council. We pray for peace. Let this church be a safe haven for us to come and unite with like-minded believers. If there is turmoil going on the outside, let us find peace on the inside. Let this be a place where your peace stays, Father God. And we can unite with like-minded believers. Bless the word of this house, Father God. Bless our fellowship so that we can peacefully love and trust one another's intentions, God. Bless our fellowship with peace, that there will be peaceful relationships here. Father God, that we can rely on these relationships here to bring us peace and love, and we can trust each other's intentions. And Father God, through your power, we rebuke the spirit of witchcraft and variance and sedition and discord from the midst of us. From the midst of us, Father God, we rebuke it right now. Any seditions and variance and discord that is in the mind and the heart of anyone in here, Father God, we rebuke it right now, and we pray that you give them peace, settle their hearts, settle their minds so that their intentions can be pure before you, Father God. They won't have ill will to see anyone in here hurting. Matthew 16 and 18 says, and I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. So we stand against the gate of hell right now. As a church, we come together. We stand against the gates of hell. It will not prevail against this church, against the families in this church, against the fellowship of this church, and against the effectiveness of this church. But Father God, the gates of hell will not prevail. We stand on that right now, believing, Father God, that this will be a place of prayer and a place of peace. Father God, in Jesus' name, this is your ministry. This is your church. This is your building. And we are your people. So, Father God, we pray and stand against all variances and seditions and discords. And we cast them out of our midst, because we will be a place of peace. In Jesus' name, we pray. And I'm going to pray these things. We pray for inner peace for all that are mourning and hurting or struggling during this season. Those of us that are hurting because we've lost loved ones, and Father God, we may have lost finances or jobs or just whatever the case, but God, we pray, we join together and unite right now to pray for inner peace for all of those that are a part of us that are mourning, that are hurting, and that are struggling during this season. And we pray against racism and wokeness and entitlement that is being provoked by the media and the elite to disturb our peace. Father God, don't let us get caught up in what is going on outside of here. But we pray against those things right now. And we also pray against wicked leaders that profit from these conflicts and are forwarding this agenda. Even in the church, pastors that are forwarding this agenda. We pray against those wicked leaders, and then we pray against every spell, hex, or incantation that is being conjured to cause people to desire conflict and drama. Help us, God, get that desire out of us to see people. Just all of the things that is being shown, Father God, people falling and people going to jail, and God, the P. Diddy and the hip-hop scandals and the preacher scandals and all of these things, Father God, these are spells and incantations that are being conjured so that we will grow a desire for conflict and drama. I pray against that right now, that you remove that from us right now, so that we, Father God, don't go looking for conflict. Don't go looking for drama. Don't be busybodies in the affairs of others. But God, that we will stay steadfast dealing with ourselves so that we can be better stewards of your word in this last hour. So we come against every spell, hex, and incantation, Father God, that is enabling these things. And we pray against technological devices and powers that are interfering with our sound judgment and decision making. We can't have peace because of what they are broadcasting through technological devices and EMF towers and all of these things. So we pray against them. God, keep us, give us a sound mind and keep our minds sound in this hour, Father God. Don't let us be affected by the things that we are seeing and experiencing and feeling. Father God, this is a testing year. A testing year for us. But Father God, we believe that we will have peace if we ask you for it. And we believe, Father God, that we can be, you can raise up an immunity against some of these technological devices so the devil won't have that kind of power over us. We come against the prince and the power of the air right now. And Father God, we pray that you raise up a shield to protect your people, Father God, from the things that they are planning. And we pray against reels and posts and comments and any other social media tactic to turn us against one another. We will live in the peace of God. Come on, everyone, just lift your hands. Give us peace. The peace that passeth our understanding. Let it guard our hearts and our minds. Let it preserve our thoughts. Let it keep us sound in our thinking, our feelings, so we won't be emotionally manipulated, spiritually manipulated, or mentally, biologically manipulated. But Father, give us your peace, settle our hearts, settle our minds, settle our feelings, give us your peace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Peace of God. That's what we need. We cry out for your peace, oh God. The peace that passes understanding, yeah. It's a peace that's not found in this world. It's the peace that God can only give you. We thank you for your peace that guards our hearts and minds. Your peace, oh God. Jesus said, my peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. It's not as the world gives. I give to you. So let not your heart be troubled. Don't let it be afraid. Let not your heart be troubled, and don't let it be afraid, but may the peace of God that passes all your understanding, may the peace of God guard your heart and mind. Let the peace of God that passes all your understanding, let the peace of God, let it guard your heart and mind. May the peace of God that passes all your understanding, may the peace of God, let it guard your heart and mind. God gives you his peace. His peace. Come on, lift your hands and receive his peace. Let the peace of God guard your heart and mind. Peace. Come on, we sing that over our homes. Peace. Come on, over your mind, church. Peace. Let the peace of God guard your heart and mind. Oh, peace. The world didn't give it to you, peace. Come on, it's real peace that only the Lord gives. Let the peace of God guard your heart and mind. Give it to Jesus. Come on, he'll exchange your worrying for his peace. Give it to Jesus. Come on, lift your hands and give it to Jesus. Let the peace of God guard your heart and mind. It's peace. Oh yes, it's peace. It's peace. Let the peace of God guard your heart and mind.
Hallelujah. 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 Colossians 3 and 12 says, put on therefore as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long suffering, putting up with one another and forgiving one another. And if any man have quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your heart, to the which also ye are called in one body. And be ye thankful. The opposite of fear is peace. The opposite of fear is peace. So we're praying for peace so no one will be afraid. Amen. Everyone stand to your feet. The things that they're going to do with social media, this world, the internet, and TV and all that, it's going to all be to make people afraid. Even this Trump administration, they're in on it too. Don't think that just because they're in, it's going to be any different. Elon Musk is scarier than everybody. Okay? So they're going to do things to birth fear, because if you want to control people, you got to make them fearful. Okay? They're going to create a problem and then create a solution, all of that, but they want to make everyone fearful. So we pray today for peace, and we're going to believe God in 2025 that we're going to carry peace. But what that means is you can't be afraid. You can't have fear and peace. They oppose one another. You can't be afraid. So in your prayer time away from here, ask God, what are you afraid of? Ask him. Seriously, ask him. God, what am I afraid of? What scares me? What am I afraid of? What am I fearful of? Am I fearful of losing my job? Do I carry that around? Am I fearful of my marriage failing? Or am I fearful of my children, you know, going astray? Am I fearful? What am I afraid of? Ask the Lord, and he will reveal it to you so you can work on that and get that fear out of you. Amen? Amen? Yeah. You know, dogs can smell fear. Y'all ever heard that? Animals, they know when you're scared of them. They can smell it, but they don't smell it with their nose. It's frequency. I know you may think that's new age and all that, but I've been preaching it for a long time. It's frequency. It's the frequency you give off, and it's because your frequency is because of what's recorded in your cell memory. So in your body, in your cell memory, if you were young and a dog chased you or startled you or whatever, you see a dog, all your cells bring up that happened. And you emit fear. Because we're all antennas, right? So you have to pray for God. And I'm not talking about dog, but I'm talking spirit warfare. You got to pray for God to remove any fear that's been recorded in you. Any fear. Because that is what the enemy's going to. I forgot what movie. It used to be a horror movie. And the villain or the monster would exploit the fears, and he would bring the biggest fear out to scare people. I don't know what crazy movie that was, but don't go try to find it. But that's what the devil does. He exploits it. So you gotta pray for that. So make that your weekly project for the rest of this week. God, I'm going to find what I'm afraid, what fear I'm carrying, and I'm going to bring it before you, and we're going to cast this out. Amen? So that the devil can't use it against you. Amen? Does that make sense?